values of the middle class without eventually being punished for it. Nobody knows this better than Germany. A solution will have to be found for migration. Or we must assume that tens of thousands of refugees will drown in the Mediterranean, or be halted with ever greater brutality by some European fortress wall and abandoned to their misery. We must begin a discourse on how globalization can be organized in such a way that the cause for flight can be eliminated, which can only in the end be done through forms of redistribution as well as help in overcoming the effects of climate change, and a halt to the exploitation of resources in terms of both people and the environment, and through a peace movement that brings all conflicting parties to the negotiating table. For this to happen, we would need something that has generally only existed in the event of world wars. A top-down redistribution, a kind of New Deal for globalization. The democratic elites must grasp that yet more inequality cannot be in their interests, and must be willing to provide a new impulse, an invitation to participate in democratic decision-making processes that sets limits on the excesses of companies and the super-rich, and once again postulate the old maxim as a leitmotif of Western values, that the economy should serve people and not the few super-rich. On his farewell tour of Europe in 2016, the outgoing US President Barack Obama suggested just this change of direction, otherwise a deep-rooted feeling of injustice would continue to prevail. There isn't much time left to guide globalization, currently derailed, back onto better and fairer tracks, and to remedy the problems in our economic system, plummeting income, the dominance of the banks, the tax evasion of the super-rich and the major companies, and the rapid digitization of the economy, which goes hand in hand with a fear of the loss of jobs and industry, as well as our attitude towards democracy and refugees. It is the responsibility of all groups in a society to let everyone participate, and to help those who are afraid of an unpredictable future, the disadvantaged in Europe and the United States, as well as refugees from further afield. Drawing historical parallels is always difficult. Still, as I have outlined here, it is possible, and important to remember that the achievements of democracy, for which a lot of blood was shed in Europe, can disappear again. The bourgeoisie, which once watched the rise of Hitler, is also watching the rabble-rousers and radicals. Let us take Brunhilde Pomsel as an example and work to ensure that the right-wing populists do not speak for a silent majority. We have the fascism of the 1930s as an undeniable blueprint for what Hannah Arendt called the banality of evil. Today we know how the collective mechanism of evil works. There are no more excuses. We know that one participates in evil deeds by the very fact of being unwilling, because of one's own self-centeredness, to see what is happening and step in on behalf of the rights and dignity of man. For that reason, we are under particular pressure to do this because we have the benefit of knowing history. Everything else is self-deception. Brunhilde Pomsel's life story should stir us up. It is high time for the moderate middle class to come together and put pressure on the democratic elites to engage in reforms that lead to more justice and solidarity, and thus cement the cohesion of Western societies. Because the refugee crisis is only the symptom of a global economic order based on competition and disunity. We can no longer afford to look away because right-wing demagogues exploit everything they can to damage democracy. The neoliberal policy of the West bears responsibility for this and has ensured that the market has become excessively powerful. The social contract that promised social stability has been cancelled. That is why we are living in a time of chance, in which democratic values are being called into question. If the remaining democratic parties and the middle class do not start thinking about how the contract can be revived, we will see a wave of right-wing populism in Europe that will overwhelm democracy in the years to come. It is time for the middle class and the elite in all areas of society to prove that they have learned from history. Acknowledgements. Thanks to the eyewitness Brunhilde Pomsel for her testimony. She made it possible to connect her unusual biography with the threats facing us today. Her memories and contradictions can teach us all a lesson because freedom and democracy now need our commitment and our full attention. I would like to thank the filmmakers Christian Krönes, Olaf S. Müller, Roland Schrotthofer and Florian Weigensamer for allowing us access to the extensive interviews they had with Brunhilde Pomsel, as well as for their close and friendly collaboration. I would also like to thank Gwendoline Hallhuber, and Dorothee Bösser for their hard work. Warm thanks also to the publisher Christian Strasser, who entrusted me with the project in August 2016. Not least, I am particularly grateful to my editor, Ilka Heinemann, for her intense cooperation. It was the only way this exciting task could have been performed in such a short time. Tore D. Hansen, January 2017.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.